This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 summit at Kananaskis, Canada this evening. Mr. Modi reached Calgary this morning. He received a warm welcome at the airport upon his arrival. The Prime Minister will be participating in G7 discussions on the future of energy security, technology, infrastructure investment to ensure access and affordability in a changing world. On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries and hold several bilateral meetings, including with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. He will also exchange views with other invited outreach countries and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. We have a report.
This is Prime Minister Modi's first visit to Canada in a decade. During his last visit in 2015, bilateral ties were elevated to the level of strategic partnership. India-Canada ties are underpinned by strong people-to-people connect, growing trade and investment ties, strong presence of Indian students, and tremendous potential for cooperation in the fields of science, technology, and innovation. Bilateral trade in goods in 2024 stood at $8.6 billion, much below potential. Canada hosts one of the largest Indian diasporas abroad, accounting for nearly 4.5% of its population. This includes nearly 1.8 million Canadians of Indian origin and 1 million non-resident Indians. Suparna Saikia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Amid rising tensions in West Asia, G7 leaders issued a unified statement addressing the situation between Israel and Iran. They have reiterated their commitment to peace and stability in the Middle East, affirming Israel's right to defend itself and underlining their continued support for the country's security. Emphasizing the importance of protecting civilians amid ongoing regional tensions, the grouping also identified Iran as a principal source of instability and terror in the region. The leaders reiterated that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon. Iran and Israel are exchanging strikes for a fifth day with civilians in flashpoint areas facing waves of attacks. Explosions were heard in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem as the Israeli military said Iran had launched a new wave of missiles. Iran launched two waves of missiles in response to the Israeli attacks, setting off air raid alerts in parts of central and northern Israel in the early hours. On the other hand, Israel's military said it conducted several extensive strikes on military targets in western Iran. Israel's military claimed that it had eliminated Ali Shadmani, Iran's wartime chief of staff and a close aide to the supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in an overnight strike. In Iran, at least 224 people have been killed since the conflict has begun, while 24 people have been killed in Israel. Indian students in Tehran have been moved out of the city for reasons of safety through arrangements made by the Indian embassy in Iran. The External Affairs Ministry also advised other residents who are self-sufficient in terms of transport to move out of the city. Some Indians have been facilitated to leave Iran through the border with Armenia. The embassy is in continuous touch with the community with a view to extending all feasible assistance. Further advisories may be issued given the fluid situation. Nearly 162 DNA samples of deceased of the recent Ahmedabad plane crash have been successfully identified so far. Gujarat Minister of State for Home, Harsh Sanghvi, informed this in a social media today. The state government, in collaboration with central agencies, has been expediting the forensic and legal formalities. Meanwhile, Air India's flight to London from Ahmedabad, which started operating with a new code after the fatal plane crash, was cancelled today due to the unavailability of aircraft, resulting from airspace curbs and additional precautionary checks. The benchmark domestic equity indices ended in negative territory today amid mixed global cues and selling pressure across most sectors, barring IT. The 30-share index of the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex lost 213 points to close at 81,583. The National Stock Exchange Nifty slipped 93 points to settle at 24,853. And that is the end of this news bulletin.